From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
As so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Mattinair.
Welcome and good morning to As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you so very much for joining us. Carol Kane and Greg Bach are with me in the studio. Calvin is on the board. You can always join us at 844-967-2789. Call and or text or watch us on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. And you can leave a comment there as well. As always, at this time on Fridays, he is here to fix your life. Dr. Michael McCutcheon, our resident life, relationship, career coach, draws on his training in counseling psychology to help us improve our relationships, set and achieve goals, and fix our lives. You can find him at thedrmichael.com. Dr. Michael McCutcheon, welcome. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, bud.
I'm doing great. Good to see you all. How are you all?
We are wonderful.
I'm full of cookies.
Yes, we're full of cookies. We had the first ever As Goes Wisconsin Christmas treat exchange in the earlier half hour. And Dr. Mike, what is your favorite Christmas cookie?
I love those round little peanut butter cookies. And they have a little sprinkle of sugar, and then they have a little divot, and you put the Hershey's chocolate kiss on top.
Love that.
Sarah on the live stream said those are the peanut butter blossoms, right?
Right. Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Peanut butter blossoms.
You guys count, do you know what Buckeyes?
Yes.
It's a big roll of peanut butter, and I think you put it in a little powdered sugar, and then you dip it, not all the way, you dip it in chocolate so that you can see some peanut butter, and it looks like a Buckeye nut. So it's chocolate.
That's what I was talking about. Yeah. No, those are, yeah, that's considered a cookie. Of course it is.
Oh, good. And then you just leave it out, and it looks like a Buckeye. Oh, my.
I'm going to go get some more cookies. I'll be right back.
Ooh, that's a cookie. Well, we are not here to talk about Dr. Mike's favorite recipes. We are here to address a relationship issue. So here's the one we've got for today, Dr. Mike. Hey, Dr. Mike, I have a holiday question. I live about 1,500 miles away from my parents. I'm 40, divorced, and an only child with no kids. We're not a close family. I talk to my mom about once a month, but I have never missed a Christmas. This year, though, it's just feeling too hard to get back home. I'm behind at work. My company is struggling. I just moved. I'd like to use this break to get settled into my house. I have a dog. My parents force me to board, which also makes me mad. It's also extremely pricey this time of year. I thought about this yesterday. My only reason for even trying to go home is out of obligation, not out of love or desire to see my family. Am I wrong for not going home for the holidays, even if it breaks my mom's heart? Or should I just suck it up and go? Is that what this time of year is actually about?
Hmm.
So there you go.
Suck it up and go is wow.
That's telling right there.
Right?
Is that what this year is all about?
Yeah. Just, 2023, suck it up and go.
Yeah, I think it's about peanut butter cookies.
Yeah,
personally.
Me too.
You know, I noticed this, Jane. You notice sometimes we get these questions. Not always, but sometimes we get these questions, and I get this in my work as well. Sometimes I think what people are asking us for is permission.
You know, I agree. Yeah.
I think this person is saying, can you tell me it's okay to not go home?
I don't want to go home. Give me the blessing.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I don't know if this answer that we're going to come up with this person is a blanket answer for everyone, but this person is kind of building a pretty good case for themselves, right? You know, hey, work's not going well, company's not doing well, boarding my dog is really pricey.
Boarding your dog.
Yeah, right. You know, so it's like all this sort of stuff, right? So it seems like this person's even saying, you know, I'm just feeling obligated to go, right? I don't even want to go see them or maybe even my extended family or whatnot. You know, I think at how old, Jane, 40, this 40. Person is, right?
Yeah, 40.
You know, I think we talked about this last week with somebody who was in their early 30s, right? Right, Carol? You were saying at one point, you know, what are you just going to say, I got to live my life, you know? And so if you're 40 years old and you've got this laundry list of things that's going on for you right now, you know, I hate to quote unquote break your mother's heart as you said it, but it's December 15th, bud. You know, the longer you wait to say this, I think the worse it's probably going to be. And hopefully your mom can maybe give your mom a little bit of credit that, you know, she's probably heard some things before. She's probably had some disappointments before in her life. And you can say to her, hey, this is going on for me contextually, right? I've got a lot of things going on in my life right now. It's not good at work. I just moved into a new home. I'm kind of broke. I can see you next year. I can see you some other time. So let's give our folks some credit that they can deal without us for one Christmas. And you've got some other things to go there, because I'm not exactly the most Hallmarky romantic person in the entire world, but no, that's not what Christmas or the holidays, whatever you celebrate, is all about. It's not about obligation. It's not about sucking it up or grinning and bearing it. You should go because you want to go. And it does not sound to me like this guy wants to go.
Dr. Michael McCutcheon is our guest. You can find him at thedrmichael.com. And if you ever have a question or a dilemma, you can text it in at 844-967-2789.
You know, one of the things that I noticed too, and it's, if you have parents, you have a mother or a father, and you might not be in the best mood, and then you are around them, you can sometimes take that bad mood out on them, because they're the closest mm-hmm. thing in your life. They know, you know, they're going to love you. They know, and they might not like it, but you're their child. I'm going to ask this person, how do you think you will behave knowing that you don't want to be home?
That's a good point.
Things will set you off. You will be quicker to mouth off, to snipe, to be like, you know, I'm not assuming that you are, but I mean, I know I am with that with my mother. When I'm in a bad mood or I'm frustrated, I can easily take it out on her and I feel bad immediately. And there have been many apologies for my behavior because they're parents, and it's an easy target. So I ask you this question. If you go home, how do you think your behavior will be with them? Will you walk away from that trip going, I'm really glad I did that?
That's a great point. Yeah. You can imagine too, this person, every time something isn't great at home, right? He said they're not particularly close. We don't want to get into guessing as to why, but every time, oh, I got to go to some dinner or some winter concert or something at, you know, something's annoying there, he's going to be thinking, and to your point, Greg, hopefully not saying, but probably saying, you know, I should be working, you know, I should be doing something for work right now because the company's going under. I could be putting together a bookshelf at home, or I boarded my dog for this and paid for it, right? And you're going to say this thing, and like you said, Greg, you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube after you've said it, right? Mm-hmm. You said it to mom, and you think you're breaking your heart now. Say that on Christmas Eve and see how that goes.
Yeah.
And I think he can make a real good, I would make the financial case. He's 1,500 miles away, so I'm assuming that's going to involve a flight.
Mm-hmm.
As he said, he just moved. Moving is very expensive.
Yeah.
We all know that. The dog's got to be boarded. The company is in trouble. I would focus it on just the financial case instead of saying, I don't really miss you guys that much. You know what I mean? I just think that is something I think everybody can appreciate.
I agree. I think you leave the whole, I feel obligated to see you guys out of that. I think that's just for, I hopefully think that's just for us. Keep that private. Yeah. I don't think this is necessarily, you know, sort of advice, quote unquote, for, you know, everyone in every context. But this is, you know, this is a constellation of things, right, Jane? You know, this is, okay, we've got work stuff, we've got money stuff, we've got the boarding stuff, we've got the distance stuff, we've got the, I feel obligated this year. You know, I don't know about you all, but you know, I've lived long enough that I've had certain years where I'm like, oh, deck the halls and let's go and buying Christmas presents and making the cookies. And you have other years where you just go, not feeling it.
Meh.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
Years, and it's okay. You're a person, right?
You know what, though? I think In all honesty, and this is just Carol talking, and I'm a layman, and I may not know anything about anything, but this is a deeper issue as far as I'm concerned. Because how are you going to break your mother's heart when you speak to her once a month? There's some of the responsibility that needs to fall on the laps of the parents in addition to the what he's taking, and the fact that if your mother is that upset about you not showing up for Christmas, maybe she needs to get her butt in gear and get you on the phone a little bit more than once a month. I mean, I think there's a much bigger issue than just going home for the holidays that they need to discuss. Like, I wasn't the greatest daughter in the whole wide world, but I'll tell you this. I had my mom on the phone every single day until the day she died. I was on the phone with her just to check in.
Maybe that's a little bit of overkill, but again, if she's feeling neglected, you could talk to her more than once a month.
It sounds like there's... If they're not close, I don't know who the not closeness is. Is it the parents being distant? Is it he being distant? Is it the fact that they're all just distant because that's the dynamic of the family? Like, some people are like, oh, I talk to my sister every day. I'm like, oh, well, I talk to my sister every 2 months. Like,
it depends. Every relationship is different.
Everything is different.
There are some unknowns in this on the story. And, you know, I want this person to take care of themselves. That's what I'm always an advocate for. Take care of yourself. Put yourself first. We don't do that enough. And make the big decision. And you'll be happier in the long run.
You can always reach out to Dr. Michael McCutcheon at thedrmichael.com. I know you're off next week, Dr. Mike. Big plans for the holidays?
We are going to sunny Scottsdale, Arizona to
sit
by a pool.
So much snow.
Get some rays.
Get some rays. Enjoy. Yeah. Have a wonderful, wonderful holiday. We will see you in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I look forward to it. Good to see you all.
Good to see you,
Enjoy
too.
Your cookies.
Have a great holiday.
Thanks a lot,
Take
Dr.
Care,
Mike. Don't go away. Christmas movies, favorites, and the worst. 844-967-2789. Stay close. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Just say if it's too late for me.
In the air this evening, magic in the air. The world is at her best, you know, when
good
people
morning
love
welcome
and
to As Goes Wisconsin. So happy to have you along. Jane Matinair in for Kristen Bry, joined in studio at our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. Carol Kane and Greg Bach are with me. Calvin is on the board. You can join us 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. If you want, oh, nice, Kermit.
Thank you.
Well done.
Just watched that movie yesterday.
Appreciate that. A couple of comments on a live stream. If you're ever watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, you can leave a comment there. From Todd, I love listening to this show every day.
Thank you, Todd.
Thank you, Todd.
That's nice.
We really appreciate that very, very much. And I wanted to remind people, too, before I forget, the Bucks and the Pistons tomorrow night. Another big game for our Milwaukee Bucks, Saturday, December 16th. The Pistons at the Bucks. Game starts at 4:30. You can hear the game on Oshkosh Air Support on WISS in Oshkosh. And news from the center in Richland Center on WRCE. So if you want to catch up with the Bucks, you can do that by listening to several Civic Media radio stations. Coming up at 11:33, favorite Christmas movies.
Uh-huh.
Christmas movie controversies. And is Die Hard?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I'm just setting it up right now. I'm not looking for you to knock it in. And I know there are some very strong opinions about whether or not Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
And the ones who don't think so are wrong.
Oh, well, okay. But we were talking off the air just about Christmas movies that come up that you have to watch.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's on TBS or it's on wherever, and it's like, I am staying with this even though I've watched it 947 times.
Do you have one?
Yes.
Okay.
I love Scrooged.
Oh, got it. Okay.
With Bill Murray.
Sure.
It is.
Yeah.
It's pretty dark in mm-hmm. some ways.
Well, sure.
And Bill Murray brings his own Bill Murray crabbiness to it. But I just it's hilarious. Bobcat Goldthwait and some of the
Carol Kane.
Carol Kane. Mm-hmm. And it's just one of those. And Karen Allen is so adorable. And I think that movie is
a
treasure.
That was a really well cast. And John Forsythe as
yes
the Marley character,
yes,
with the mouse coming out of the back of his head.
I know.
There's like, and Bill Murray just like, oh. That's one that we watch usually Christmas Eve.
Oh, do
we save it? We save one to be savored. Yeah,
one to be savored.
Yeah. I have two. I cannot not watch Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I have to.
The animated one.
Yeah, I absolutely adore it. And the other one that is absolutely hands down my favorite Christmas movie is The Bishop's Wife.
I don't think I've ever seen
that. Oh my God, with Cary Grant, David Niven, Loretta Young, and Cary Grant is an angel, and David Niven is this...
Is he the bishop?
He's the bishop, and he's trying to raise money and funds for this huge cathedral. He's married to Loretta Young. And Cary Grant is an angel sent to redirect him to the true meaning of what Christmas actually is.
Maybe we'll watch that too. I love Cary Grant.
Oh, he's the best.
He is one of, you know, they will talk about it when you discuss Cary Grant eventually, like in documentaries, but he is one of the funniest actors of that time. His dry wit, his English style
right.
of just delivering a line so quickly, so dry. And it's one of those where the joke hits you and you go on to say what you want to say. You're like, oh, there it is. There's the funny.
And the other thing that I think is so disarming about Cary Grant is for a man that handsome to be that funny.
Yes. It's also infuriating as a comedian.
Well, then you definitely need to check out and find The Bishop's Wife. It's in black and white. I mean, you can find the colorized version, but no.
No, thank you.
I think that's a mistake. I wish they wouldn't do that.
Yeah, no. But when he, as the angel, delivers whoever wrote this movie, and when he delivers, it's just, like you said, it's this dry, but he's getting his little zingers in. And who was the woman that played, Elsa Lancaster's in it too. The woman that played
the Bride of Frankenstein.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
She plays the maid in it, yes.
Okay. I think we're going to have to watch that this Christmas. I'm going to talk to Bridget. She probably has this movie.
I don't think I've ever seen it. Now
The Bishop's Wife.
Now I'm really intrigued. Okay.
It was remade as The Preacher's Wife with Denzel Washington and Whitney Houston.
Oh, okay.
But the original is with David Niven and Cary Grant and Loretta Young.
Did you ever see The Preacher's Wife? Do we know if that was a well done remake?
I've seen it, but I'm so committed to the original that anything else pales in comparison. So, but yeah, you got to check it out.
Okay.
Once again, as with the caramel, the caramel cookie with ice cream, you will thank me in the morning.
Calvin, what about you? What is the Christmas movie that no matter when it comes up, it's like, I have to watch this now. I'm committed.
I don't know. I don't really like Christmas movies. I was going to say Harry Potter, not really a Christmas movie, but
not at all.
There's always Greg. There's always at least a 25-minute sequence in every Harry Potter movie where it is Christmas.
That's not a Christmas movie.
And it's on TBS during Christmas time.
TBS all the time, Calvin. I can turn on television right now. It's like Law & Order. You want to watch a Law & Order marathon or a Harry Potter marathon?
844-967-2789.
844-96-PARTY.
Our friend and colleague of the Maggie Dawn Show, Maggie Dawn, is on the line. Good morning, Maggie. How you doing?
Hi.
Maggie, are you there?
Hi, everybody. How you doing?
We are great.
Happy holidays. So I am usually not a sappy person, which I'm sure tracks for all of you. But when it comes to the Christmas movies that I get stuck with, it's the 3-hour monster, also known as White Christmas. I want to sing along with Rosemary Clooney and Sisters and the Fan Dance. Like, I cannot help myself. I know all of the words to the movie and every single song. It is slightly embarrassing, but, you know, what better place to talk about your most embarrassing secrets than on live radio, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Maggie, we could absolutely do a remake of the Sisters song when Kristen gets back from maternity leave. Oh, we could absolutely knock that out of the park.
I mean, we got to do it with the fans, though, right?
We'll find some feathered fans and some fancy blue poofy dresses, and we will all... Now you've given me something to shoot for after the new year.
Civic Media, you want content? You're about to get content.
Thank you so...
Right? Let me just add this other little image to your head.
Real quick.
So you and Kristen do the fan dance, and then me and Dom do the the parody version with the sock holders.
Oh, it'll be epic. Yes, with the snoods on their heads. Oh, that would be so perfect. Oh, thank you, Maggie Dawn. Have a great Christmas, my friend.
Happy holidays.
844-967-2789. Taking your calls and texts. Your favorite cannot miss Christmas movies. Stay close. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's a season when the saints can employ us to spread the news about peace and to keep love alive.
Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. So happy to have you along. Jane Matner in for Kristen Bry, Carol Kane, and Greg Bach with me in the studio. Calvin's on the board. You can always join us, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. If you want to check in, and you can leave comments on the live stream as well if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. I just had to laugh at that bump music, Calvin. That's from Love Actually.
I love Love Actually.
That is a great Christmas movie. And Bill Nye was the character.
Sure.
Who's this washed up rock star who comes back with this remake. It's just, if you've never seen it, it's hilarious.
I love the whole, I'm sorry.
Oh, no,
I didn't
go
mean
on,
to
go
step
go
on you. I love it. The Hugh Grant character, who's the prime minister, is dancing
in his residence. Yeah, it's if you've never seen it, there's lots and lots of laughs in that movie.
Yeah.
Bill Nighy and I share a birthday.
Look at you.
I love him.
There you go.
His character in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. So very funny. Slarty Bart Fast. Very funny. Check it out.
If we're talking about Christmas movies and what Christmas movie you absolutely cannot not watch if it comes
right.
up. 844-967-2789. Tom from Grafton is joining us. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Thank you so much for joining us. What do you say?
Hi. Well, here's one I'll bet you folks probably have not heard of. It's called Christmas in Connecticut. It's from about 1944, and it's with Barbara Stanwyck and Sidney Greenstreet, and it's very... very funny. It's black and white, and it's really classy the way it's done.
Well, the whole premise, because I've seen this, there's a couple of incarnations of Christmas in Connecticut, and Barbara Stanwyck is supposed to be this cooking expert, and she can't cook at all. Right? That's what it is, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And then this guy is coming to... She's supposed to host this guy... as he's coming to this little cottage in Connecticut, and hijinks ensues as she can't figure out anything.
Wonderful actress.
Yeah.
Yeah, she really, really was. Thank you so much for calling, Tom. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789 if you want to share your favorite Christmas movies.
We got some texts here from, let's see here, from the 262, listen to WAUK in the Shaw. It's a Wonderful Life.
Absolutely.
Know, Christmas dinner, and The Family Stone, which is a more modern Christmas movie and is so uncomfortable to watch because it's just, it's like Meet the Parents where just one person's just getting piled on the entire time.
Dermot Mulroney, right?
Is it Dylan McDermott or Dermot Mulroney?
One of those two.
It's one of those two. And Jessica.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
There it is.
And.
Oh, sure. I know.
Diane Keaton's in it.
Right.
And it's kind of got an all-star cast.
It, it really does. One of the Wilson brothers.
Yes.
Luke Wilson. You're right, though. There are some painfully uncomfortable moments in this movie.
Claire Danes.
That's right.
Like, oh, and Luke Wilson, Rachel. I think Rachel McAdams is in this.
Rachel McAdams.
You got to be able to watch that kind of stuff. You're like, just leave her alone.
I know this isn't going well for you. I'm so sorry.
Right. And then a 541, listening also to WAUK, the Shaw. Jane, why do you have to wait for Kristen to return? You and Maggie can knock it out before. Just
talking about remaking the sisters dance from White Christmas.
Yes. And now I'm about to say something very controversial when it comes to Christmas movies.
Uh-oh.
White Christmas, not a Christmas movie.
It's, of course, it's in the title. What's wrong with you?
They sing one song at the end, White Christmas. Everything else is during.
No, the whole thing starts. It's Christmas Eve during World War II. That's the opening of the movie.
That is
the whole thing.
Shamory.
You've got Holiday Inn. That's in the same vein as White Christmas.
Which is a little uncomfortable to watch.
Holiday Inn? I know where you're going with that.
Todd on the live stream said that Holiday Inn is also another awesome Christmas music with Bing Crosby and a whole bunch of other stars.
I'm not a Christmas Story fan. You know, you're going to put your eye out with a kid.
Christmas Story. Yeah, yeah.
I'm not a fan.
There are moments in that movie that I love.
Right.
And especially when he wins the lamp.
Oh,
Fragile.
It's a major award.
It's a major award. Look, it's Fragile. It must be Italian.
Must be Italian.
Fragile.
But I didn't say fudge.
Right. Yeah. And I love it when the dogs come in and take the turkey.
Camera. Oh.
Oh, there we go. When the dogs come in and they're trying to, let me hold it for you.
I'm over here.
Nope, that's not working at all.
I'm
live
over
stream,
here, dummy.
Live stream watchers are on a roller there. Coaster, right? Nope.
No, it's this way.
That way. Okay, there you go.
Real quick, live stream comments. Tony, Muppet Christmas, very, very good. Todd again, the first Die Hard's always a Christmas classic, which is also controversial discussion.
It is. It's very controversial, but it is. It happens at Christmas time for sure.
That's my whole thing with the Harry Potter thing, and I used to think Trading Places was a Christmas movie, but it's not. That would make Iron Man 3 a Christmas movie. Sarah on the live stream says, "I want to see Greg and Calvin as Bing Crosby and Danny Kaye in a parody dance. Not a chance in Heckfire."
Well, that's not very sporting of you.
Well, it's my life, my choice, my body. All right. And then to add Die Hard to the discussion, is Gremlins a Christmas movie? Because also takes place during the holidays.
It happens during the holidays, sure.
I had forgotten that.
Yeah.
This all brings up all sorts of great discussions.
Dexter from the 262, Steve here. I got to go with Bad Santa.
Oh, no.
Billy Bob is hilarious.
Yeah, he's funny.
I've never seen that movie.
I turned it off after 20 minutes.
I don't know, and I have an ick factor about that movie, and I've never even seen it.
Who just sent that text?
Steve.
And Rico from Rock County just texted now, Bad Santa with Billy Bob has become a tradition. I watched 20 minutes of it. I'm like, no thank you.
Isn't he just he's a very distasteful character.
He's disgusting.
Yeah.
He's disgusting in it. Yeah. But how about Silent Night, Deadly Night? How about that one?
I don't know. I never watched it. I don't watch horror movies.
It's a slasher movie.
If we're going to talk about, that's a slasher movie. This is more of if you want to take John Wick meets the Santa Claus, Violent Night, which came out last year, which was amazing. It's not a horror movie. It's a pretty violent action movie, like a John Wick movie, but it stars David Harbour, who's been in all sorts of great movies.
Oh, he was in Stranger Things.
Yes. He stars as Santa Claus. He is Santa Claus, but he's like a
psycho.
He's not a psycho. He knows how to, he fights for justice when he needs to.
Okay.
It is great. It's on all the streaming services. If you can handle blood, and it's like I said, it's violent, but it's not a horror movie because I don't watch horror movies. It's so much fun because he's just like over it. He's like, I guess I gotta go do this now. Great.
Okay. Well, I can handle horror movies and blood. I have no problem with that. It's kind of my dark side. But have you guys ever seen? And I just rewatched it just the other day, and it's charming. The Christmas Chronicles with Kurt Russell.
Oh,
and he's Santa Claus.
Yeah, and then the second one, Goldie Hawn's in it.
Yes, it's charming, and it's about these two kids who don't believe, and he shows up, and he takes them on the adventure of a lifetime. He takes them all over the world.
Yeah,
as they're trying to fulfill his list.
Yeah,
and he's just there's a scene where he gets arrested. Santa gets arrested, and they throw him in jail. And what he does is, what you don't realize is that the other inmates that are in jail with him is the East Street Band. So it's little Steven.
Cool.
And they put on a concert for the jailers.
Oh, love cool. 844-967-2789. Your must-watch Christmas movie or even TV show. Text her from the 608. A Charlie Brown Christmas.
Love yes. It.
It's very,
is a must.
Text her from the 715. Christmas with the Cranks.
Oh, I love that movie.
That's a funny movie.
Who is in that movie?
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Isn't?
Jamie Lee Curtis and Tim.
Tim Allen.
Tim Allen, yep. Yes.
A great one that I just started watching yesterday, but I turned it off because my mom's not a fan. I didn't want to force her to watch it, but Elf.
Oh, I love that movie.
That movie is so beautiful and sweet and wholesome.
Zooey Deschanel sings like an angel.
Oh yeah, and then
she's got a great voice.
Yeah. She really does.
And then Polar Express. It's weird with the animation, but it's still very, very sweet. I used to watch it every Christmas Eve with Molly and Ben. We'd go upstairs to their parents' room. We put it on DVD.
I do like Polar Express.
And we would watch it. And yeah, that's a sweet movie too.
I think part of the reason why I like some of these things is because if I need a good cleansing cry.
Oh yeah.
There are certain points in certain movies that it's almost guaranteed I will cry.
Like the speech at the end of Scrooged.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the speech at the end of Scrooged. It's a Wonderful Life when everybody shows up with money.
Yeah.
Right.
And no one is poor if you have friends.
Right.
Like, oh, my God. That's why I don't watch that movie.
Clarence.
It's about socialism.
No, and then when he's holding his daughter and the bell rings and she goes, look, Daddy, an angel gets his wings. And he just looks up and he goes, attaboy, Clarence. Yeah.
It's so sweet.
I've only seen it a few times, apparently. Yeah. That's why I can recite the...
Calvin just typed into our private chat, Jim Carrey's The Grinch That Stole Christmas. That is a great movie. He should have gotten an Oscar for that film. And that suit was, from what I understand, torturous to wear.
Really? The key party makes me laugh. When they're throwing their keys into the old ladies, they're having the big party.
Oh,
and everybody's,
sorry. When you said the key party, I'm like, excuse me?
It's a
different movie.
It's a different era.
No, they're throwing all their keys in.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, it's a key party and the Grinch Who Stole Christmas.
844-967-2789. Still taking your calls and texts about can't miss Christmas movies and TV shows. Carol from Madison. Good morning, Carol. Thank you so much for joining us, Ghost Wisconsin.
Good morning and happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
There's a more obscure movie, and I don't know where I ever ran across it the first time, but it's called The 12 Dogs of Christmas. And it's set in this small town where these people love all of these dogs, but they make a lot of noise, and the town is kind of against them having like this shelter. And what they do is they put on a Christmas pageant in which they dress up the dogs for Christmas, and they do like 12 St. Bernards, 11 Dachshunds.
And it endears the town to these dogs, and a lot of them get adopted, and the town just really rallies, and
cute.
It has such a nice
love it.
Oh, I can tell just by the way you're describing it, Carol, I'm going to watch it and be a ball of mush.
That's dogs.
Yes, yeah. I loved it.
Yeah.
And it's called The 12 Dogs of Christmas.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Carol. Have a happy holiday.
I want to just say one more really weird one that not a lot of people have seen. You see it every once in a while on television. Santa Claus, the movie starring Dudley Moore and John Lithgow, where Dudley Moore is an elf who's like escaped. He doesn't want to be a part of it anymore. And now he has to save Christmas because the big bad corporations are trying to come in and monetize it. It's so fun. And Dudley Moore, he's never not funny.
Oh, and that's called...
Santa Claus, the movie.
Santa Claus, the movie. All right. When we come back, we're going to talk all things happening at the Harley-Davidson Museum. I want to mention our colleague, Chris Casper.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Soupmeister is what I call him because he's a wonderful cook. He's going to the Christmas party, going to a Christmas party dressed as Buddy the Elf.
Or it didn't happen.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Greg's right. Picks or it didn't happen. Stay close. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry. Carol King, Greg Bach with me in studio. Calvin is on the board. You can always join us. Call or text at 844-967-2789. Shout out if you're listening this morning on the Eagle in La Crosse on WLCX or in Racine on WRJN. Joining us now to talk all things happening at the Harley Museum, Tim McCormick. Good morning, Tim. Thank you for making time for us. How you doing?
Happy Friday. Happy holidays. I could not be better. I'm in the midst of motor on a Friday. There's a great vibe in here. And today we're celebrating our 15th anniversary at the museum.
It's 15 nice. Years already. That's wow. really hard to believe.
Wow.
It is. It is. Yeah. 2008, we opened up our doors here.
Well, we wanted to start to talk first of Breakfast with Santa. Folks have one last chance for that, right?
Exactly. Yes. We actually, by popular demand, we had three Sundays this season. Unfortunately, two have already passed, but I'm told we still do have reservations available for this Sunday. Please make sure to call Motor or check the website, get your reservation set for that. And you have an incredible opportunity. Santa trades in his sleigh for a Harley, and you have a wonderful photo opportunity. Probably still time to make those Christmas cards.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very, very nice. What else is coming up?
You've got a ton of stuff.
Yeah, there's a free event for people who are residents in Milwaukee County, right, Tim?
Yes, so we want to say thank you to everybody in Milwaukee County for making the inaugural Homecoming Festival, which took place this past July. Anybody make it out for that one here?
I did not.
I was out of town. Sorry.
Can we Can we remedy that for this summer then? Please, I'll roll out the orange carpet for you.
You got it. You got it.
But as a way to say thank you to all our neighbors, all our friends, all our family for making that just a roaring success, you can get in free on New Year's Eve with your Milwaukee County resident, just proof of residency. But the fun doesn't stop there. Here at Motor, purchase a beverage. Again, proving that you're a Milwaukee County resident. You get free cheese curds. What could be more Milwaukee than that? And then if you want to do some shopping over at the Harley-Davidson shop, spend $25 there and you get a free hat for your purchases.
Nice. That's wow. Great. Yeah. And you know what? I would be remiss if I didn't say this because Motor is one of my I swear to God, it's one of my favorite restaurants. And since it is Friday, Tim, I know we've talked about this before. You guys at Motor have some of the best fish fries on the planet.
I've already seen a couple of orders pop out here. All you can eat all day long,
what?
Lunch and dinner.
I'm sorry. What now?
And I'll put our fish fry up against anybody's. All you can eat.
All day long, Greg Bach.
Yeah, you still got 7 minutes.
Yeah, you're not done yet.
Okay, all right.
You're not
fine.
Done yet, my friend.
All right.
You got Christmas cookie recipes to get up on the web. You have responsibilities.
Yes, miss. I'm sorry.
Before you go. Tim, I want to go back to New Year's Eve and being able to get in free. Sometimes I think of all the wealth of things we have in our backyard, the museums and the art galleries and all of that stuff. And it's like when you live in Manhattan and you never go there. I've never been to the Empire State Building and I've lived here my entire life. Yep. And I think the Harley Museum is kind of one of those things. And don't forget, it's there. And yeah. Now you can get in and check it all out for free.
Mm-hmm.
No excuses. We expect to see you here. If you haven't ticked it off your bucket list, again, just like you said, being a tourist in your own hometown is very difficult to pull off sometimes, but we're trying to make it as easy as possible. Please come on down to join us on December 31st before you're ready to ring in the new year.
And I don't know if you heard Carol mention this. This was early in the show, but you talked about taking your 90-year-old mother to the Harley Museum.
Oh, my mom she couldn't wait to get there, and she had more darn fun going through the museum. It was just so interesting to watch her, and she just thought it was really special. So I'm with you in the and my son's girlfriend's parents, they drove in from Detroit because they wanted to go to the museum. So I mean, it really is, it's renowned.
Absolutely a bucket list item for a lot of folks. Even in the dead of winter here, you will hear new languages that I've never heard spoken before as I'm just roaming the hallways here. People put this on their destination, on their bucket list to make it to the Harley-Davidson Museum here in Milwaukee. Like you said, it's good for kids of all ages.
Absolutely. That's got to be so cool, though, Tim. Like you said, when you're walking around and hearing all these different languages and all these different accents, and what a unifying thing the whole Harley experience is, right?
I know I'm a little biased, but I don't know what other attraction in Milwaukee brings people from all over the globe to Milwaukee. So this is just it's a fantastic kid for a kid that grew up on the South Side here to be able to welcome all those people from all over the world. I absolutely have the dream job here.
In just the couple of minutes that we have left, what else can folks look forward to as we come to the end of the year and the beginning of a new year?
Yeah, so like I said, today, December 15th, we are celebrating our 15th anniversary here. So if you go online to hdmuseum.com, you can still purchase a 4-pack of tickets for $15, which is an incredible deal. Today is the last day that's valid. You must purchase those in advance. But yeah, like I said, New Year's Eve, we're going to be set to roll out the orange carpet during the day. And then here in Motor, they're also going to have our first ever installment at a New Year's Eve party with free lays. We've got a little Hawaiian theme. I'm not sure if you can tell by the tree there. Champagne toast and all the goodies getting ready to ring in 2024.
As a woman, I love that whole section of Harley and women. I mean, it really is fun.
From all walks of life. Like, everybody talks about how we might only be getting into this scene now, but since our very beginnings, we've had documented stories of how women riders are making literally blazing trails, taking those bikes across country when there really were no roads. It was clay or dirt or whatever. Just really inspiring stories. And that's what I really love about the job. Yes, we've got an amazing collection of motorcycles, but each of those motorcycles has a unique story to it. And once you dive into those, you can't help but be a fan of Harley.
All right, we're going to put you on the spot for the last thing we do today. Your favorite Christmas movie that you cannot miss, Tim McCormick.
It used to only be available via a bootleg DVD that I purchased off of eBay, but it's Muppet Family Christmas with all the Muppets.
Wow.
Sesame Street Big Bird rolls up in there. Yeah, it's an amazing. There's even the little guys that lived in the basement. I can't remember their name right now, but they are fantastic. Check it out. It's available on YouTube now.
Tim nice. McCormick from the Harley Museum, thank you so much. Thank you, Carol and Greg and Calvin. Thank you, everyone, for listening and calling and texting. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. Keep it right here. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Down the street. Yeah.